Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you. My name is Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast. And this week I'm talking about what next. In several of my podcasts, especially in the last couple of weeks, I've been talking about what's going to happen when AI takes over. Well, what is going to happen? You know, when we have robots and software that does all of our physical labor and even thinks for us, what are we going to do? What are we going to be left with? That's the question. And the answer is unknown. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we have no idea how we're going to be able to react to it. But with this podcast this week, I speculate on what could happen and what we can do to prepare. In the perfect world I've envisioned over the years, with technology doing everything for us, as we could see with the advancement of AI, we may find ourselves wondering, what do we do with our lives now? We will have created machines to handle all our physical labor and solve all of our problems. What happens then? With machines doing everything, we could lose our sense of purpose. In my podcast, I've been clear. People need to work. We have to help push the cart. It gives us a sense of purpose. We need to exercise our bodies to sleep well and maintain our health. We must also engage our minds to keep them sharp. But what happens if we create machines that do everything? Will our bodies become soft and our minds weak, or even stop working altogether? I can only speculate, but with nothing left to do, we might be tempted to indulge in any number of things, including hedonism, for example, relying on machines to create drugs or cerebral stimuli that leaves us in a constant state of euphoria. What about robot companions? Will we stop wanting human interaction because robots can meet all of our needs without question or complaint? Could sex bots replace the need for partners, ultimately ending the drive to reproduce and thus end humanity? Gaming will likely advance. With immersive 3D virtual reality becoming the norm, are we going to spend all of our time playing games? Maybe. Humans also place great value on status. Many of us spend our lives striving to outdo others to boost our self-esteem. But in a world where everyone is equal, with no monetary advantage to chase, how are we going to define status? Without competition and achievement, can we even maintain a sense of self-worth? As we build this so-called perfect world, we must consider what we'll be left with. Even if AI doesn't kill us off, we need to ensure that we will remain physically and mentally challenged once machines take over our current roles. I refer back to my Three Tenets podcast, where I outline three core values that are important in my life. In the age of AI, it will be difficult to find our place, but the best advice I can give anyone is to create your own tenets. They don't have to be the same as mine, which are, of course, love, energy, and truth, but I believe these are fundamental. But what we need to do here is take time to reflect on what matters most to us. This will serve as a foundation as we navigate the coming changes. The future is uncertain, and that's why there's so much anxiety in the world today. That's why there's multiple wars going on right now. We all sense that something big is coming, but we don't know what. Some fear it may be the end of humanity, but I personally believe we're headed for a remarkable future. It's up to us to shape that future, and it won't be easy. We must determine what truly matters to us, what we would fight to the death for, because we'll be tested. This next chapter in human existence is all about the test. Can we survive what's coming and thrive in this new reality? Love is number one on my list of the three tenets, and it's for a reason. It's my top priority. Love is something machines will never possess, and it gives us an advantage. We need to push ourselves to love at the highest level possible. It's not enough to say that love is important. We must work to truly understand it. Love is what our spirits exist on, and a spiritual awakening is just the start. If we truly open ourselves to love, we can leave behind hate, greed, prejudice, violence, and all the negative forces that have divided us. As I was writing this part of this podcast, I imagined that I really accomplished this, and I could feel this heavy weight lifting off my shoulders. It was so awesome. Anyway, the second step is energy. To withstand the challenges ahead, we'll need physical and mental strength. I'm focusing on maintaining that energy by trying to eat right, exercise, and get the proper rest. I also read and play word games like Wordle and Quartal. I do it daily to keep the mind sharp. Maintaining that routine is hard, and it makes it even harder when you also have to focus on hydration, breathing exercises, paying attention to the circadian clock, and staying socially connected. And while we're on that subject, although digital communication is worthwhile and we can use it to our advantage by quickly firing off a few words here and there to help stay connected, we should prioritize real face-to-face interactions over the digital communication. I'm not trying to be preachy here. And finally, we need to learn to relax to maintain energy, whether it's through music, comedy, or laughter, which truly is the best medicine, or any other means that works for you. Now my final step, truth. Truth is tricky because what is true? Does anybody know? Is it different for everyone, or are there fundamental truths? Probably both. I believe fundamental truths are core principles or beliefs that are universally accepted or deeply ingrained in our understanding of the world. They represent the concepts that are often seen as unchangeable, self-evident, or foundational to our world view. I did some research and put together this set of what I believe are the basics. Number one, moral and ethical truths. These involve principles of right and wrong. For many, fundamental moral truths include concepts like honesty, integrity, fairness, and compassion. A couple of examples, honesty is valuable. Telling the truth builds trust and promotes transparency. Another example, harming others is wrong. Most ethical systems value the prevention of harm and promote kindness. Then we have the scientific or empirical truths. These are truths based on observation, experimentation, and evidence. They are considered objective and often backed by scientific method. Examples of these are, Earth orbits the sun. It's a scientific fact established through observation and evidence. Another example, gravity exists. A force of nature that is universally experienced. And then we have the philosophical or existential truths. These are deeper reflections on life, purpose, and existence. They can vary between individuals or cultures, but often touch on fundamental aspects of the human experience. Examples of these are life has intrinsic value, a belief that life itself is precious and worth protecting. Another example, we all face mortality, the recognition that all human beings will eventually face death. Then we have the spiritual or religious truths. You know, for many, fundamental truths are grounded in spiritual or religious teachings, providing a framework for understanding the meaning of life, human purpose, and the nature of existence. Examples of this are, love is a universal force. Many spiritual traditions emphasize love as a guiding principle for human interaction. Another example of this, there's a higher power, belief in a divine or spiritual force guiding existence. Then we have the self-evident human truths. These truths are often considered universally understood and accepted by most societies. They reflect shared human experiences or values. Examples of these are, all people have the right to freedom, the belief in human rights including liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Another example of this one is, everyone desires happiness, a common truth that most people seek well-being and fulfillment in life. Then we have the personal fundamental truths. These are truths individuals develop through their own experiences, values, and reflection. They shape a person's identity and how they navigate the world. Examples of these are family's everything. You know, for some, the importance of family and close relationships is central to truth. Another example is self-growth is essential, the belief in the value that personal development and learning. Now, summarizing what I believe are fundamental truths, they are the core principles that guide how individuals or societies understand life, relationships, ethics, and the world around. While some are universal, others are deeply personal and reflective of one's own values and beliefs. As I said, truth is tricky. It can be interpreted in so many ways that it seems possible to manipulate, you know, to some degree. And by default, truth should not be able to be manipulated. But therein lies the ugly truth that truth is only as true as the original source and the person relating it. Even though I just spent a long time describing it, truth is only one of my three tenets, and that's the last one. In the next few decades of change, it's going to be very important, but it's not everything. However, you know, to each his own, Elon Musk puts a great emphasis on truth, saying in an interview with Lex Fridman, and I'm paraphrasing here, that truth is very important because you have to get it exactly right in the beginning of AI programming. If you start off with even a small lie, even if it's used for good intentions or for political correctness, they tend to get bigger and bigger as time goes by, and eventually what started out as a little white lie becomes a massive game-changing monster. He referenced the Gemini 4 incident you know, the one that went viral, and many of us saw the results, where they ask it to come up with an image of the founding fathers. And one of the images it produced, they were all black. And it's clearly not factually true. Even when truth is not the issue, getting AI programming exactly right is so important. For example, I tend to worry about things like Nick Bostrom's paperclip apocalypse, where a simple request to create paperclips causes the AI program to make paperclips at all costs. You know, it turns every resource into creating paperclips, and pretty soon, the world is inundated with paperclips. The problem is, we won't always know that something is awry before we cause massive damage, leaving us once again wondering what to do to ensure our existence. With all of that in mind, we just have to be very careful going forward. We will have to be very sure of where we stand now. So when tested, we will know which direction we want to go. I'm going to be using all three of my tenets to guide me through it. Though the ball has already begun to roll with this, we are currently in the very early stages. All of the things that I just commented on are things that could happen as a result of the gargantuan changes possibly brought about by technology and AI. As time goes on and we slide into this crazy new future, new challenges and new ideas will emerge, and we'll have to decide at that time whether or not to conquer or pursue them. It will be a long and challenging journey, but I know something big is coming, something that will require an extraordinary effort from all of us. I'm excited to see what it is and how we rise to the challenge and what it'll be on the other side.